Money, or better yet, not having money, is the cause of most of the stress in today's society. 75% of people are living check to check, and just one missed payday will spell total disaster. Even worse, if you're like most, you don't have enough in savings to make it 30 days after losing your job. And the lack of financial security is not just affecting your wallet. The never-ending stress causes relationship failures, health problems, and so much more. On today's program, Damon will introduce you to his good friend, Lee Jenkins, considered one of the foremost experts on biblical prosperity. Once a promising talent in the NFL, Lee's career was cut short by an unexpected injury. Left with no income and no hope, Lee turned to God. Through divine revelation, God gave Lee a system to apply biblical principles to build wealth. What the devil meant for evil, God turned it for good in Lee's life. He has used the system to amass personal wealth and has helped countless others do the same. And now, Damon and Lee have teamed up to bring Lee's easy-to-learn system to you so you can break the chains of financial bondage forever.
Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to a very special edition of One on One. And today we're talking about love. We're talking about marriage. And we're going to approach this subject in a very unique way today, because today we're talking about money and how money can be the thing that for many of us, maybe you and your family right now, has been the thing that's caused some problems. And we're all familiar with that. When money is a problem, we have unexpected repairs that need to be done. We lose a job. Maybe we have more bills than we have money. Amen. But there are answers. So I want to welcome Martika Jenkins and Lee Jenkins. He's the author of the book, Lee Jenkins on Money. If you haven't gotten this book, I want to encourage you to get your hands on it. So many people that have come in contact with this anointed information have discovered it to be a blueprint, a plan, if you will, that can protect us against the trials that come. And as statistics tell us, many of the reasons that marriages fall apart today has to do with that thing called money. So if you've tuned into an earlier program before and you've said that program touched me, that program impacted me in a powerful way, then I just want to tell you that today's program is not only going to do that, but for any of you, listen to me now, for any of you that are facing a struggle, a trial in your marriage because of this thing called money, we're going to work that out today. Amen? Martika, Lee, before we get started, I want you to share with the people watching a little bit about who you are and why you're the authority or the experts on this stuff.
25 years in the investment business certainly qualifies me to be expert on money. I've managed the investment portfolios for billionaires, so I've learned how the wealthy handles money, and I also know how it feels to be at rock bottom.
Yeah.
And then everywhere in between.
Got it.
And so I married a woman 28 years ago.
Wow.
And we had completely different financial personalities. But through this marriage, through working out our problems, through celebrating all the good, the bad, and the ugly, God has brought us closer, and He's used us for His good.
That's awesome.
So we're not just here as experts, as successful people. We're here because we've walked through this thing from nothing to something and everywhere in between.
That's awesome. And Martika, you're also involved in full-time ministry together.
Right. Lee is the pastor, and I'm the First Lady of Eagle's Nest Church in Roswell, Georgia.
All right.
And we have close to 700 members now, and it's really been truly a blessing, not just for us, but also for the community of people who are there at the church. They are wonderful, wonderful people.
And you're not done yet.
No, we're not done.
Well, as pastors, counseling with people, talking with people, witnessing the struggle that people go through, everything from sickness and relationship problems and so forth and so on, I would imagine that you've counseled people and heard stories of how money has been a train wreck for many people. They don't have enough. They're in debt out the wazoo. They don't know how to get out of it. their credit shot. They've got a foreclosure in the background. They've got a car that's been repossessed. I mean, there's a whole host of tentacles that this money thing has caused.
50% of marriages end in divorce. About 80% of those people who divorce say that financial problems, financial stress, financial anxiety was one of the main causes. Mm. And for men, it can really stifle our creativity, how we respond to our spouse, how we respond to our children. Stress can really impact your life and your health. So finances or the lack thereof or just mismanaging it, it can really impact other areas of our life. So we wonder sometimes, well, why aren't we clicking with each other in other areas? It may be this one area you just haven't gotten control of.
Most couples come into their relationship with completely different philosophies. They were brought up in different homes, different ways of handling money. And if they don't get on the same page once they get married, it can cause a complete train wreck.
Yeah.
When couples come to us, our job is to help them to come together in agreement and figure out a way to get through their situation.
For people that are watching that are in the worst place, that may be saying, it's over, it's too late. It's never too late, is it?
No, it's never too late.
Let's face it, most of us didn't get a textbook or a rule book or a guidebook,
right,
if you will, on how to make marriage work and how to work through money problems when they come. But there is a rule book, isn't there? There is a textbook. There is a guidebook.
Yes,
it's the Bible.
That's right.
And it's also in people's experience. I mean, you are folks that I would submit we would want to get some advice from because, to your point, you have been to the top,
yes,
you have been to the bottom, and everything in between. And you've taken your experience and you've taken what God has showed you and you've boiled it down into not just a book, Lee Jenkins on Money, but into teaching helps, into teaching series, audio and visual helps, to, I guess, give people a complete digest of tools and resources that could help them walk through this thing called money. Am I getting it right?
You are. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of questions that we have pulled from people that have written into our program. All right. So here's one. Is it better for a couple to have a joint bank account or a separate bank account?
Well, we believe it's important to pool money together because God says the two shall become one. And you're really supposed to become one in every area, not just as a married romantic couple, but also in your finances.
Okay.
And one of the benefits of that is that when you have your money pooled into one account, it forces you to communicate.
Wow.
And for you to make decisions and make compromises, and it causes you to become closer.
Well, that's good. Communication is so key. I mean, if you're not talking, you're doomed, aren't you?
Right.
Why would a couple want to have separate bank accounts? Is that independence? Is that not wanting to lose their identity? What's all that about?
Well, the problem is not autonomy. The problem is an independent spirit.
Got it.
It's what most husbands and wives have. This is my money. This is your money. This is not our money. It should be an our money mentality.
Got it. It's an important question. And questions just like this are all throughout the book and the bundle that you've built, correct?
Yes, it is.
Practical stuff to help people walk this stuff through.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Martico, why do couples fight so much about money? Why are they fighting so much about spending? Why are they fighting so much about budgeting? You would think that that would be the last thing that they would be fighting about.
Well, in many cases, it's because they were each born with a different money personality. In our case, I was the spender, he was the saver. So generally, the Lord will bring a spender and saver together.
Yeah.
As opposites attract.
Yep. And opposites also attack. Okay.
Well, I was about to say two different personalities.
Two different money personalities.
Could be a problem.
It can't, definitely. It's very common for couples to have arguments and fights in this area. However, there has to come a time where you say, okay, we've got to get our minds together and come into agreement about how this money is to be spent.
Okay.
And it's so important. Martika and I talk a lot about agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the same, but you need to be going in the same direction.
That's good.
So that's very important. I didn't try to turn her into me. She didn't try to turn me into her. But we both became like one another, and we learned from each other's money personalities. I needed to loosen up, and she needed to tighten up.
So. I would imagine, because your personalities were totally different. Your philosophies were different. You came from different training or backgrounds. Or these are some of the things probably that that shape and form our view and opinion on money.
Right.
Can I be nosy a little bit?
Yes.
Tell on yourself a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, give me some juice. Where were you in disagreement? Who was the spender?
I was the spender.
Again? You were the
spender. I was the spender. I was in lots of debt when we got married.
All right.
And Lee had no debt. He was on a football scholarship. He had steaks in college.
Wow.
You know, I was eating ramen noodles, you know.
Uh-huh.
So when we got married, I was still used to my spending habits because my spending habits were just to spend everything that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was used to completely saving everything.
Well, we're living. We're living.
Right.
Come on, Lee. We're trying to get stuff done. We need stuff. Amen. I mean, we look at you and it's like, you boring.
Oh, man, I know it.
But truly, all kidding aside, what you had was discipline, a little bit of forethought that, well, if I'm going to buy that thing, I'm going to have some way to pay for it.
Yeah.
So what was that in you and what's that in us?
Yeah. Well, everybody's different. I didn't grow up with a lot of money, so I always held on to money very tight. But the bad part is I overdid it. I didn't know how to have fun with money. I didn't know how to enjoy stuff. I would worry about it. And I would usually make a decision that would always involve me being conservative.
So there can be one extreme.
I was the extreme.
But there can be another extreme, too, is what you're saying.
I was too conservative.
Okay.
She was too aggressive or loose.
Okay.
And God wanted me to marry her. One of the reasons is because I needed to loosen up.
Wow.
And she needed to tighten up. And so God brought these two different personalities together. And we had to realize that we needed one another.
Wow. And it's not necessarily one's right.
Right.
And one's wrong. Sometimes you're just different.
You're just different. And God brought you together because you're different.
Boy, that's so good. A lot of people are like, because we're so different, we're not compatible. Because we're so different, maybe we weren't supposed to be together. This is an interesting perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I mean,
you're saying, in fact,
yes.
Because you are different, God had a plan.
That's exactly right. If you were both the same, one of you would be unnecessary.
Oh, that's good.
So the differences make life fun, but you have to be willing to communicate and talk.
How do you approach that? Is it the understanding? Is that why the book and the teaching series, it helps bring us to a place of understanding of how to approach the differences?
Yes, in the book, I have a whole chapter on romance and finance.
All right.
And we talk about some of the conflict that married couples go through. Like, who makes the final decision when it comes to a money issue? Suppose I don't have the same philosophy of my spouse. Who should be handling the day-to-day finances? Is it the man or is it the person who's best suited for it?
Right.
So we deal with all of that in the book.
Our job through the book, we're teaching how to get out of debt, how to stay out of debt, and how to have delayed gratification on some of those things that we really, really want, but we really need to delay actually purchasing them right now.
Boy, that's self-control.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are facing some real serious financial struggle right now, and it has become the thing that's caused a divide. The lines of communication have broken down, or maybe there's something that's impending. There's going to be a financial problem, and they're all asking the same question. How do you keep a marriage strong in the midst of financial struggle, Lee?
Wow. It takes a lot of prayer, takes a lot of humility, but sometimes the problems, the challenges are so strong that you need to go get outside counsel.
Okay. So if somebody's looking for some advice, I want to be connected to people who've walked the journey.
Yes.
Amen? And that's what you talk about in the book. Am I right?
Yes.
You talk about wills and estates, and you talk about debt and how to increase what you got. What are some of the other things you talk about in this book that a marriage can benefit from?
We talk about how to communicate about money, how to budget, how to set goals together.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you do have conflict? And then, of course, we get even more detail about credit, about debt, about starting a business. Mm-hmm. I mean, just that alone, starting a business, mm-hmm. can cause major problems in a marriage.
Wow.
Because a lot of women, not all, but a lot of them, one of their primary needs is security.
Yeah.
But for some men, I mean, we like to go out and we want to do something different. We want to stake our claim in the business world, and that can cause major problems.
Mm-hmm.
So the beauty of this book is we deal with marriage. We even deal with engaged couples
wow.
in this book.
Wow. Give me some of the positives about what happens when a couple gets on the same page. Give me some of your own testimony.
Better sex, number one.
I'm going to lean in on that. Now, hold on now. Now, you laughing.
Yeah.
What happens in the wallet
yes.
has affected, for many people, what's not happened in the bedroom.
Right.
Am I hitting it on the head?
You're hitting it on the head.
So this money thing can be a train wreck in intimacy.
It can. There are couples that have allowed money to come in between their marriage. They have allowed their feelings, their disagreement to stifle their intimacy. And sometimes the women don't feel secure anymore because the husband doesn't talk to them or they're struggling so much. Sometimes the man's self-esteem is low because maybe he lost his job or didn't get that promotion.
Wow.
And it can all affect our psyche. And then if you don't talk about it, it will seep into other areas. But maybe it's not a communication problem. Mm. Maybe it's not even a marriage problem. Maybe it's a vision problem.
Wow.
Because if your vision is big enough, you will do whatever it takes to get the day-to-day stuff right so you can fulfill that vision.
Got it.
You and your spouse haven't sat down and say, you know what, in 3 years, we'd like to be out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Or in 3 years, we'd like to move from this house and buy something bigger. In 2 or 3 years, we'd like to have this much in savings and investing.
Mm.
Now, that will cause you to change your habits and your behavior. So I would say it's twofold. You need a big vision, and you need a big plan, and you need to execute what your vision is and what your plan is.
That's good. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I am with Lee and Martika Jenkins. Lee Jenkins is the author of the book, Lee Jenkins on Money. And this couple here with us today, they're helping us walk through this thing called marriage and money. And if you're just tuning in, we are learning all kinds of stuff. We are dismantling some bad ways of thinking or some wrong ways of thinking about money. And you know what else we're learning here today? I am discovering myself. I'm going to go back and apply this in my own relationship with my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm learning what agreement really is. And the importance of agreement, and my God, what can happen when we get an agreement as a couple on this thing called money.
It's almost like the blood that runs through the veins of the marriage. And if we don't get this area right, it can cause our marriages to just be complete shambles.
How do you sort all that out? You don't know which way's up, you don't know where to turn, you don't know who to believe, you don't know what to do. How do you sort all that out?
Wow.
And then two, how do you move beyond now where you are so that you're not doing the stuff before that got you to where you are?
As far as sorting it out, the first thing you have to do is put everything on paper.
Well,
what do we owe? What has to be paid first? Some people pay their car note first and their rent wasn't paid.
Well,
they're like, well, if I don't pay my car note, I can't get to work. If you don't pay your rent, you won't have a place to stay.
Got it.
So it's actually prioritizing what comes first.
Maybe there's some things, if you go through that order and zero in on the priority, there are some things we are putting our money in that maybe we shouldn't.
Right.
We may not even realize.
Right, because the creditors are going to be screaming the loudest. But are they the ones who come first?
Got it.
Before our rent?
Got it. Boy, that's good.
And then how are we going to make money to take care of all of the other things outside of our jobs? Because many times our jobs are not paying us enough to cover everything.
I'm hearing other streams of income.
Yes, yes. Well, that's something we've always believed in. And we have constantly, over the last 28 years, added stream after stream. Right now, we have about 7 or 8 streams. And so and people say, well, how can you do that? Well, first of all, you start with your core competency, whatever you're good at. If you're a school teacher, that means you can probably tutor.
Mm.
Okay? If you are a computer person, then you can teach people how to do computers. If you can preach, you can probably write. Okay? I mean, there are a lot of offshoots of our core competency that we ignore or we don't develop.
Wow.
In terms of growing our wealth, we have to diversify our streams of income or create streams of income. But you have to stir up that entrepreneurial spirit. And most people are either scared to stir it up. Yeah, they're fear. Fear keeps people from maximizing their wealth building potential.
What are they afraid of?
They're afraid of failure. And some people are afraid of success.
Well, hold on. That seems impossible. I mean, who would be afraid of success?
A lot of people are, because they don't know if they can handle it, or they think it's wrong. And they self-sabotage their life. I know people who are so used to being broke and so used to struggling that when they finally get ahead, they finally get an opportunity, they find a way to mess it up.
Wow. Old patterns of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong patterns of thinking.
Right.
That we have to reprogram.
Yes.
Is this the kind of stuff I'm going to find in the book and in the teaching series and being connected to you? As I'm going to just call you my financial experts, my life coaches, my guide through this money thing. Is this the kind of stuff I'm going to discover?
Absolutely. And that's why I want to encourage you to get this book, because it's a valuable resource and it can change your marriage and it can certainly change your financial life. We deal with people who are discouraged. So if you are discouraged out there, this is the book for you. No matter what spectrum you're on, if you're rolling in the dough and you're clicking, you can learn something, because we talk about ways to maximize what God has given you. But if you're struggling, this is also an opportunity for you to really be empowered. Let me say one other thing. You need to get this book, because you're going to get some nuggets from my wife and from myself, and you're going to learn how to be a money-making machine for the glory of God.
Oh, I'll applaud to that. Whew, that's called getting paid.
Yeah.
This could be a door opener to discussion with my spouse, couldn't it?
It could. Because the book is formulated in questions, you could even open it up to just all the questions in different areas and say, honey, which one of these questions would interest you? Let's look at the answer.
Wow.
Just to open up some discussion, because for some people, this is such a sensitive subject, they just don't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
They just are just
They've living. Given up.
I'm giving up. I'm just going to live on and just we'll get wherever we're going to go.
They have fought so much about money.
Right.
They have disagreed so much about money. It has been the thing that's caused a train wreck. It's like, don't even go there. But you're saying, go there. Just know how to go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to talk about money. You can't ignore it.
It's right. So important, because it touches every area of our life.
Lee, Martika, I mean, everything that we're talking about is through this book, and you give us 10 commandments of how to change stuff. There's prayer at the end of each chapter, a declaration. There's sound bites. You present a challenge, but not without a solution. It's such an amazing resource. I mean, listen to some of this stuff. Budgeting and spending. Automobiles. My goodness, how to buy a car and buy it right. Amen. Debt. Giving. Oh, boy, that's a big one. We didn't even touch on that. But what is seed time and harvest? How important is giving? How does God give back? How is our heart supposed to be when we approach giving? Oh, man. Saving, investing, retirement. How to parent our kids as it relates to money. And so much on business and work and career. I mean, if someone were to just discover how to approach getting a raise, that would be worth the expense of the book. If someone were to pull away one strategy on how to get out of debt, oh boy, that would pay for this thing over and over and over again. And I'm not trying to motivate you. I'm trying to give you reasons to step into your God-given authority and to get dominion over this thing. Amen? God has a game plan for every single person that's watching. And when God builds a game plan, it's to win.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
It is not to lose. And I just know so many of us are tired of losing. And it's time for you to step into your God-given authority to have dominion over this thing called money. And I am just so proud and privileged to have two amazing friends of mine, pastors, experts on this thing called marriage and money, and so much more, who have walked the journey, who have real life experience and advice that can help move you forward on the track to win.
Money, or better yet, not having money, is the cause of most of the stress in today's society. 75% of people are living check to check, and just one missed payday will spell total disaster. Even worse, if you're like most, you don't have enough in savings to make it 30 days after losing your job. And the lack of financial security is not just affecting your wallet. The never-ending stress causes relationship failures, health problems, and so much more. On today's program, Damon introduced you to his good friend Lee Jenkins, considered one of the foremost experts on biblical prosperity. Once a promising talent in the NFL, Lee's career was cut short by an unexpected injury. Left with no income and no hope, Lee turned to God. Through divine revelation, God gave Lee a system to apply biblical principles to build wealth. What the devil meant for evil, God turned it for good in Lee's life. And now, he has used the system to amass personal wealth and has helped countless others do the same. And now, Damon and Lee have teamed up to bring Lee's easy-to-learn system to you so you can break the chains of financial bondage forever. The centerpiece of the system is found in Lee's best-selling book, Money: Real Solutions to Financial Challenges. This book contains practical wisdom from Lee and his wife Martika on how to overcome the financial hardships most people face. Lee and Martika's insight found in his book have been featured in magazines like Money, Black Enterprise, Essence, and more, and TV networks like ABC and Fox and CBS. This book is a roadmap to building wealth. It contains Lee's unique 10 commandments to financial success and provides answers to questions like, how do we get out of debt? How do we build our credit? How do we build a plan for budgeting and spending? How do I save and invest for my future? When you call today with your tax-deductible gift of $30, Damon will send you this powerful book along with a complimentary DVD of Lee Jenkins walking you through the principles found in this incredible book. It's like having Lee as your personal financial coach. But that's not all. Damon is also going to include the full-length one-on-one interview with Lee and Martika Jenkins. You saw only a small portion of their time with Damon today. For more than an hour, Martika and Lee speak to real issues facing singles and couples on the subject of financial challenges, financial security, and how you can overcome the money issues that cause tension in your relationships. On this DVD, you will hear the answers to these questions. What does the Bible say about marriage and money? What if a woman makes more money than her husband? How can I learn to communicate better on budgeting and spending? But wait, that's not all. For the first 100 callers, Lee Jenkins will send you his special report, 10 Secrets to Creating Wealth CD. This is an insider's look into harvesting true financial freedom. Just one strategy, one tip from Lee can pay for this entire bundle 100 times over and put you on the road to financial security. But you must call now while supplies last. Make the decision now to change your life and unlock the stronghold that keeps you from taking control of your finances. For your love gift of $30 or more, we'll send you the book, Money, Lee's teaching DVD of the 10 Commandments that provide solutions to your struggles, and the full-length uncut interview from today's program. And for the first 100 callers, we'll send you Lee's special report, 10 Secrets to Creating Wealth CD. Call now and take control of your money. Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.